fresh for breakfast. This is a Jess and Tommy podcast.
Just a word of warning, the following conversation is going to pertain to some pretty confronting things. If you've got small ears in the car, you might want to switch over now. We're talking about sexual assault and sexual harassment. Tommy, we learnt in the local news yesterday that a woman was sexually assaulted in the Maud Street Mall here in Shepparton March last year. And she has just come forward and reported that to the police. And whilst I'm really happy she's come forward now, I do wonder why it took so long.
Mm-hmm.
And this actually struck a personal chord with me. A friend of mine recently shared that she was sexually assaulted whilst at work. She was grabbed from behind and groped. And when she shared that story with me, you can imagine my reaction. I was appalled. I was so shocked. And I just went into, what are we going to do about it? And she said, oh, it's not a big deal. I don't want to be dramatic. And using these terms like I don't want to create waves, it's not a big deal. I was floored, absolutely floored that she could dismiss the harassment and assault of her body like it wasn't a big deal.
And I guess a lot of women aren't as strong and confident as you are. So I guess this conversation is helpful for not only women out there, but men to be more aware of this sort of thing in
absolutely.
The workplace.
Absolutely. I think it has to have anything to do with confidence. I know going to the authorities or seeking professional help or guidance can seem daunting, but speak to a friend, talk to your parents, speak to a colleague. There is someone who is going to support you. Speak to me if you feel confident doing it, because there will be someone who supports you.
Of course.
Only way we are going to change this behaviour of violence against women is by women coming forward and reporting, by breaking down this thing of it's not a big deal, I don't want to create waves. No, someone touched you inappropriately. Someone harassed you. Someone made you feel scared, humiliated, or intimidated. That is a huge deal and something I am so passionate about. And as you know, one of my idols, Tracy Spicer, she is a huge advocate for women's rights, for gender equality, but also for women speaking up against sexual harassment and assault. And I caught up with her and I just asked her, you know, Trace, why are so many women who are victims of sexual harassment or indecent assault, why are they unwilling to come forward and kind of cover it up with a brush of it's not a big deal? This is what she had to say.
A couple of things. We fear repercussions from the person who we're making the complaint against. We also fear, and this is so odd, getting some kind of black mark against our name or some kind of reputation, particularly in a regional area associated with this, because there's always going to be backlash. There's always going to be people saying, oh, well, she must have done something to lead him on. There's a lot of this 1950s narrative that still goes on in society. That's why I encourage every woman to speak up and to complain and to take action, because the more that we do it, the less there'll be this narrative in society. And I want to hear people, particularly parents of young girls, to question the kind of language they use around those young girls when they're going into their teenage years, because that makes us think that somehow we're at fault or to blame.
Exactly, and it even stems back. You see these commercials of violence against women on TV, and some of them are really quite confronting, but it's even that thing of the little boy pushing the little girl and, oh, it must be because he likes you. So we're teaching girls from such a young age to misinterpret these signs and to just deal with it and put up with it.
That's exactly right. And the other thing we're teaching young girls is that they need to be protected by boys. You know, the number of times I hear parents say, oh, I want the big brother to protect his little sister. And that makes girls think that, well, number one, they can't protect themselves. Number two, that their bodies aren't their own. They have to be beholden to somebody else to either protect them or in some cases to damage them. It makes them lose their sense of individuality and sense of agency. So we're really at the heart of it. We've got to start treating young girls as equal to young boys.
Yes, absolutely. And finally, Trace, I guess on the flip side of this coin, how are we going to end this mentality that some men, not all men, that some men seem to have that it's okay to do that. I can get away with it. I can grope, I can grab, or I can make comments. How are we going to break that down?
By stopping judging women on their appearance and talking about little girls as pretty young things. I mean, there's a long history about women being objectified. And by that, it's just treated as objects or talked about as objects. And it's even as simple as, you know, you'll see a young girl, instead of saying, oh, that's a pretty dress, or you look lovely, say, what are you studying at school? What do you like? What are your interests? And over time, we'll start treating and speaking about girls and women as fully formed human beings rather than objects.
Love everything you're saying. I hope everyone who's heard this, if you've experienced sexual assault or harassment like this local woman, it doesn't matter how long ago it's been, go to the authorities, stand up for yourself. Your body is your right, no one else's, and don't feel judged by society. You will be fully supported. Trace, you know I love you. Thank you so much for taking the time, and hopefully one brick comes down, the wall will eventually come with it.
Oh, what a great analogy, Jess. And I also want to recommend the 1-800 Respect line to anyone who's experienced sexual assault. You can get tremendous advice on there.
Of course, and on a local note, you can always contact GV CASA, the GV Centre Against Sexual Assault. Tracy Spicer, thank you so much.
Jess and Tommy, Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.